shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendricks.
I mean, he was the great scholar of the Depression, and basically he saw...
As of this moment, I am going to do my best to make this bill a better bill, a bill...
Well, how much does it hurt the Democratic effort to pull this thing together?
You know, Heather, I was looking at the whole tiger thing, and I was thinking...
I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin.
Burn in hell.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico, baby. We are every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the national nightly check-in through the looking glass, the Alice in Wonderland, the Reality is Our Bitch radio show, where we not only look at issues, but we look at you. All right. I just decided I got sick of that.
You like that?
No, I just cut it off. It sucked. And our number is 877-876-PHIL. In a moment, Larry Grover with us from Conservatives of Kern County. The Senate health care debate has stalled as Republicans invoke what has been described by ABC News as stall tactics by Republican legislators. Delays abound, and there are no guarantees the Senate leaders will have enough votes to pass the bill. In the United States Senate, there was the usual falderall and claptrap after Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent of Connecticut, introduced a 766-page amendment that would have introduced a single-payer system. Senator Tom Coburn forces the clerk, or at least tries to force the clerk, to read it in its entirety, hence the what they call delay tactics.
Mr. President, I call up my amendment per the order.
The clerk will report the amendment.
The senator from Vermont, Mr. Sanders, for himself and others, proposes an amendment number 2837 to amendment number 2786.
Thank you.
Beginning on page 1, strike line 6, and all that follows to the end, and insert the following.
I ask the amendment be considered as read.
President, I object.
Without objection.
I object.
Objection is heard.
B, table of contents.
I would ask that the amendment be considered as read.
Senator,
I can offer the amendments.
Is there objection?
There is objection.
And may I ask
objection
my,
is heard.
And may I ask my
order?
Friend from, may I ask my
Mr. President,
friend, regular
Senator
order.
From Vermont.
I asked my friend from Oklahoma why he is objecting.
Regular order, Mr. President.
Regular order is the reading of the amendment.
So there you have 3 hours in with only 150 pages read aloud at that point. Senator Sanders withdraws the amendment and slams the GOP to prevent it from being voted on. So they read 150 pages aloud, and finally Sanders said, forget it.
Everybody in this country understands that our nation faces a significant number of major crises, whether it's the disintegration of our health care system, the fact that 17% of our people are unemployed or underemployed, one out of four of our children are living in food stamps. We've got two wars. We got global warming. We have a $12 trillion national debt, and the best the Republicans can do is try to bring the United States government to a halt by forcing a reading of a 700-page amendment. That is an outrage. People can have honest disagreements, but in this moment of crisis, it is wrong to bring the United States government to a halt.
Larry Grover now with us from Culver City, California. He is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, and you are aligned with much of what the Tea Party people are trying to get done, which is to defeat this health care bill. And you heard the senator there, Senator Sanders from Connecticut. I thought it was very eloquent, you know, in slamming the Republican delaying tactics. What do you think of that?
Eloquent at all, Phil. I think that he sounded like most of those Democrats do. He sounded out of control. He didn't sound as if he was really in control of the facts either. He's talking about people living in food stamps, whatever that means.
Well, he was obviously very emotional.
Well, and this is not a time to get emotional. This is a time to take a look at the issues. And if we have to use, and I say we, I mean the conservatives and Republicans and Tea Party people alike, whoever they may be, libertarians, if we've got to use these tactics to slow this situation down, then that's what we have to do. I find a lot of it uncomfortable. I find a lot of it to be unfortunate. But nonetheless, we have to use every tool at our disposal to get the truth out to people. That this is going to be a health care plan that likely is going to wind up killing more people than it actually helps.
Why do you say that, killing more people?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because once they get done wrecking the Medicare system as it exists, and once they get done so-called expanding its services or however they're going to do it, you're going to have a health care system that not only can't pay for itself, but even our seniors won't be getting the help that they need. I'm not a guy who is divisive. I'm not a guy that wants to slow anything down. But we have to use every one of these tactics at our disposal to alert the American people.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Alert the American people to the truth.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's talk about that big sign that I saw the other day on the news. It showed the dead inmates from the dead prisoners, the dead people at Dachau in World War II. Okay, and
I understand.
Okay, and it was a protest of the health care bill. Now, what possible service does that do?
Well, I will tell you. And again, I think it's unfortunate that we are forced into using these images. And
so you don't disavow the use of the image?
Well, it wasn't my image.
Well, what I mean is you do not disagree with the use of that image.
Let me tell you what I do. What I do believe, I think we've got to use every single tactic at our disposal to defeat the health care bill, and we have to do.
Even if it's something like that, a picture of inmates at Dachau.
If you let me finish, Phil, the inmates at Dachau are an example of what happens when a government doesn't take care of its people. If you don't have, I don't mean to be facetious, but obviously the Jewish people in Germany were not going to be given health care. And in point of fact, they weren't going to be given anything.
No, they were trying to kill them.
Yes, I understand that. But I will tell you this much. If we can use that image to illustrate to people that this health care plan is going to wind up killing a lot of people, then I take my hat off to the people who died at Dachau, that they did not die in vain, that we are able now to use those terrible images, as horrible as they are.
Now, I want to hold on for a minute, Steve.
As horrible as they are, I want to finish your... I'm not afraid of answering your question, Phil.
No, I know that you're not, but I want to interrupt you, because I may not be hearing what I think I'm hearing. Are you telling me that the use of Holocaust images in protesting the health care plan by some people in the Tea Party movement is legitimate?
It is unfortunate. It is something that I wish we didn't have to do.
No, but I'm saying it's legitimate.
I'm telling you that it is done out of respect to the people that died at the camp that you were mentioning, the
Dachau.
At Dachau and the other camps that we know about. Out of respect to them, we are saying that we are happy that they died. We're not happy that they died, but if they were going to die, then I'm glad that they did, so that we could see what a government run amok can do to its people.
But are you trying to? Are you honestly trying to tell me?
No, don't get overexcited. You're going to start to sound like this guy, this Sanders from Connecticut.
No, but I've got to tell you, man, I'm a little bit... Are you trying to tell me that the Holocaust image is a legitimate image?
I think I answered your question.
Well, you said it's unfortunate.
The use of these pictures have been very effective. So I got to tell you, in a way, the Tea Party protesters like myself, and I say this with the greatest of respect for the sacrifices of everyone in World War II, we can appreciate the sacrifice of the dead Jews in that context. And I'm not saying that I'm glad that they died. Obviously I'm not. And no one in the Tea Party movement is saying that. We're simply saying that if they were going to kill Jews, then... Well, a lot of the ways that you...
See, to me, it sounds like you're stuck.
No, I'm not stuck. I'm trying to find a way to say it so that I'm not called a racist or an anti-Semite.
I got to tell you, I haven't used the word. I could use the word insensitive.
I think it's insensitive for Obama to try to shove a health care plan down the throats of the American people that at the end of the day will have millions of our seniors looking exactly like that pile of bodies in that picture.
You really, really, really believe that?
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. Look, those Jews were going to die anyway in Nazi Germany, so we're glad that we can at least use their deaths and images to stop a socialist like Obama putting into place his own Obamacare that could very well wind up with that eventuality. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm saying that if we have the images, we use them to educate people as do a government run amok. And when I wrote and I say on your program, I'm not glad those Jews died at all, but I'm saying what better time for them to die than when they did so that we have those images is all I'm saying.
All right. Okay, so what I'm hearing from you, and I don't believe I'm misstating this, and I'll give you time to respond. You're not happy that the Jews died in World War II, but you are sort of, because you can use the images.
No, I didn't say I am sort of. The Tea Party movement isn't happy the Jews died, but we appreciate their deaths from the standpoint of being able to convey a very serious message. That's different from saying that I'm glad they died. I appreciate that they are dead, and I can tell you right now, I'm very familiar with the media tactics that are used, such as these that are using with me right now, Phil.
Well, I got to tell you something. I haven't really encountered too many Tea Party people who will say forcefully and without any fear of criticism, sure, we use Holocaust images in our protests of Obama, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't know how many Tea Party people you talk to, but I can tell you the Tea Party movement is, to use the term happy, I'm not happy there's pictures of dead Jews, but I am not happy they died. I'm happy there are pictures of dead Jews, but I'm not happy they died. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
All right, you're happy there's pictures of dead Jews. And by the way, that is an extremely, in my opinion, disrespectful way of putting it.
What is? To say dead Jews?
You know what? I think that that word is one that is used quite frequently by anti-Semites. We say Jewish people or the Jews of Europe or something like that.
All right, the Jewish people. I'm happy there are pictures of these dead Jewish people, but I'm not happy they died. And there's a big difference there, Phil. There's a big difference. I am sorry they died. But I am also grateful, and I'm not grateful to the Nazis. I'm grateful to whichever Nazi it was that took those pictures.
So you'd have these pictures to be able to show to the American people, in your opinion, what Obamacare is going to do?
That is exactly correct, yes.
And you're very comfortable with the statement you just made.
Phil, let me tell you, are you comfortable with the statement? Yes, I stand beside everything that I say. I stand behind everything I say. And I know that there are millions of people in the Tea Party movement that agree with me tonight.
Millions of people in the Tea Party agreement that would agree with the statement, I'm happy there are pictures of dead Jews, but I'm not happy they died.
I corrected myself, and I said dead Jewish people. I speak for the Tea Party protesters, all right, a lot of them, so don't accuse us of being anti-Semitic. I think it's a standard tactic that you people use. And
no, I'm not. Look, Larry, I got to tell you something.
It's a standard tactic that a lot of you people use, and we're very familiar with it.
I got to tell you something. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm taking your words for what they mean, and I may not like them.
You know, you're twisting them around to make it sound like I think Hitler was great, that he killed Jews. I never said any such thing. I made it clear that I was not happy with with his decisions. I am not happy with that. Am I glad that he took pictures of it, or not him, but whoever? Yes, I am. So we could see what happens.
Well, from the standpoint of, we'll take a break here. I guess from that standpoint, I could probably agree with Larry to some extent. I'm glad that it was documented somehow. But anyway, our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk about the Senate health care debate. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, a group that aligns itself on occasion with the Tea Party people. And we're talking about those images of the Holocaust being used by the Tea Party to illustrate what Obamacare will do. Larry is the first Tea Party person I've ever talked to who says, yes, we use them. And we use them because they will tell people what Obamacare can do, and we're grateful to the extent that the Jews died that we can use them, something like that. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover talking about health care.
Phil Henry.
You twisted everything around.
Lame.
Oh, yeah, you're lame.
Nothing like those cats. They're lame. They're lame. Oh, God, they need a life. They're lame. 9/11 truthers suck. Blow it out your butt. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're speaking with Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, on the Tea Party protesters and their use of images of the Holocaust to convey their displeasure with the health care plan. It was always my understanding, Larry, that this was an image that was frowned upon by Tea Party people, that it was only used by an extreme group of people, and that it is not a mainstream image.
I don't know about your information. I am a member of the Tea Party movement, and I don't make apologies for anything when it comes to defeating a health care bill that is going to bankrupt this country and throw us into a stone age, the likes of which America has never seen. I can tell you from speaking to a great many people in the Tea Party movement, we don't like looking at those pictures, but how else are we going to convey to the American people that this is what happens when a government doesn't take care of its people? And yes, in the case of the Jews in Germany, you're right. They were not only not taken care of, but no one wanted to take care of them.
That in and of itself makes it a rather sloppy comparison, doesn't it?
It doesn't make it a sloppy comparison. We don't want to have to use that image. We don't think that the Obama health care plan wants to take care of people so much as it wants to enrich the federal government, and as it's enriching the federal government and people like Dick Durbin, they stack the bodies of our elderly like cordwood outside the congressional halls. Yeah, that's the kind of...
That's pretty extreme.
Well, it may be... My comment is extreme, or that action?
Your comment.
No. My comment is accurate. And so when I said to you, we're glad Jews died. No, we're not glad Jews died. No, we are not. We're glad that I got a picture of dead...
Jewish people, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, of dead Jewish people to show people what the dead Jews look like and what a government can do to its people.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on the Phil Henry Show. Bernie in Jersey City, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover. Sir, go ahead.
Hi, Ed. And
yes, sir.
I'd like to voice my opinion. The person,
yes, sir,
the individual that's talking on behalf of the teabaggers has all the right in the world, according to...
Well, we don't like the term teabagger. We think it makes us sound like we're...
Okay. Republican Party. Is that
I think Tea Party is the accurate
Tea Party. Okay. Well, the person representing the Tea Party, he has the right to express himself the way he wants, but
that would be me.
Huh?
That would be me.
But using Holocaust pictures as a form of propaganda against Obama, that's kind of sinking pretty low, I think. And
well, it's unfortunate that we have to do it, but Obama leaves us no choice. He leaves me no choice but to show these people stacked up.
The person that thought of the idea of using those pictures is hitting rock bottom.
That's the point.
I would have to tell you, Bernie, I don't know how old you are, but do you want to be stacked up like cordwood right outside of Dick Durbin's office? All right, you don't want to be stacked up like cordwood, ready to go into a fire right outside Dick Durbin's office, do you?
I think you're
that's extreme, too.
That's going to happen. It's not happening. That's not going to happen.
Not yet.
It's a figment of your imagination and of the Tea Party's imagination. Everybody's running amok with their imagination.
Bernie, if I see you with your eyes glassed over, laying near Dick Durbin's office door.
Negative, too.
It's weird. It's very weird, and it's very extreme. Exactly, Bernie.
There's no love in
that. We'll be back with more phone calls here. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Larry Grover from the Tea Party movement talking about the Holocaust pictures they use. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Our bitch, the Phil Hendry Show.
Our number 877-876-PHIL. The uses of Holocaust photographs by the Tea Party people. Should there be a more forceful statement against that by those who run the Tea Party, if there's such a thing? Is it something that they actually find useful and that they see as a good thing and are not articulating that point? With us is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, who has who feels that they are very useful, although unfortunate to use.
And the other, Phil, you make it sound as if there's some internal debate going on in the Tea Party about the use of... No one tells anybody what to do in the Tea Party movement. There's two reasons for that. One, I don't like anyone telling me what to do, and I don't think anybody in the Tea Party per se does. And number two, it is a democratic movement, so... I think it's ham-fisted. Look, the Jewish Jews died because there are pictures of these of the dead Jews, of the Jewish Jews that are dead, and shouldn't we put them to good use if they're already out there? Otherwise, they're in a museum in Washington, D.C.
Well, people can go and see them if you're talking about the Holocaust Museum, but to use them for a commercial purpose...
No, they're not. It's not... The reason we are using these pictures is because we don't want to see the American people turned into a bar of antibacterial soap, like a lot of what the Jewish people did in Germany. And so,
again, this extreme commentary about Americans being turned into soap, euthanasia, all of this stuff, you want to reinforce this in the minds of the American people.
We are willing to do what it takes, whatever it takes, to defeat this bill. And
even if you're lying,
we're not, you know, that lying. I'll tell you who's lying. Saying that Obamacare, you heard that old guy. He said that's not going to happen, that he would be on a pallet board outside of Dick Durbin's office before they pitched him on a fire. And
what is this about Dick Durbin's office with dead people stacked up like cordwood? Obviously, you heard his commentary.
If they dismantle Medicare, you're going to have more people stacked on railroad ties because of the dismantling of Medicare than you ever saw in all of the forensic photographs taken following World War II.
And again, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm afraid I do, and I'm afraid you don't, Phil.
No, you don't. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil. And the fact that you're speaking for the entire Tea Party movement... It amazes me.
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot that's amazing in this world. The Tea Party movement knows what it's about. They know what I believe.
Illinois, Greg, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I just don't agree with the caller, the way he's using the pictures of dead Jews. I have.
Well, are you in favor of the Obamacare?
I'm extremely opposed to it. There's too many ways that we can solve the problem, the issues with health care, such as tort reform and allowing insurance companies.
I get that, but how do you get the message out there? That's the point. You can talk about tort reform, but for instance, I'm listening to you talking about it, and it's a little
inflammatory that has nothing to do with the issue, you know.
We've got to get the message out there.
Killing Jews during World War II has got nothing to do with, you know, just stick to the facts.
This is what I'm saying, Larry. You got a gentleman here who's opposed to Obamacare. You are. But the two of you guys seem to be on opposite sides of this thing.
Mr. Henry, this is something the media has created, that there's division within the Tea Party ranks. No, there is not. I think this gentleman understands that if Obamacare is passed, you understand, sir, that if Obamacare is passed, we've got a lot of bodies to bury. You know that, right?
I understand that the costs are going to go through the roof. The government,
and we're going to have a lot of bodies to bury.
It can't run the post office. It can't run cash for clunkers, for crying out loud. Medicare is broken.
Yeah.
The state is broke.
Absolutely. Can't run the army. Can't run the navy.
$1 billion in debt.
Can't run anything.
Can't
I agree with
anything.
You. Can't run the Marines. Nothing. They stink at everything. And I'm telling you, I want to privatize the military.
You got to be kidding.
Why am I kidding?
Privatize the military.
You heard what the gentleman said, and I agree. The government can't do anything right.
Well,
that's the next step.
The military is one of the few things that the government should handle.
But they screw it up. They always screw it up. And my idea is to privatize the military.
You got guys like Clinton and Obama tearing it down and defunding our military.
So, Greg, you're opposed to the use of these Holocaust images, huh? And I think most people in the Tea Party are opposed to it.
Inflammatory, and it has nothing to do with the issue.
Well, you just said to me, you just said a lot of people are going to be stacked up like cordwood if Obamacare passes.
No, he didn't.
He didn't say that
at all.
That's what the other gentleman said.
No, you said, Larry, that the gentleman said that the costs were going to go through the roof.
Which means people can't afford the health care, which means old people are found. Now, there's a difference between dying in front of your loved ones with people who love you at your side and being found. And we're going to have more old people found.
What do you mean found?
You want me to be graphic?
Yes, if you... What do you mean old people are going to be found?
I mean there's going to be a smell in the apartment building.
All right, thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. In other words, their bodies are going to rot.
That's what I'm talking about. And if I can tell you, Phil, because I used to work very, very briefly at a mortuary, not in a mortuary, for a coroner's office, and the smell of a body that's been sitting around for a couple of weeks, I can tell you right now, it's nothing that you'd want to slap on your, nothing you want to slap on your face after a shave. It is nothing like that.
I understand that, and to put it the way you old people are going to be found, again, is the same rhetoric. It's going to be a big Holocaust. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on to Jim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
The smell of the dead.
This is a very disturbing conversation that you're having with this person right now. I'm a Jew, and I'm also in the greater Boston area, and you cannot compare the Tea Party movement with the Holocaust. There absolutely is no parallel whatsoever.
I'm not. I'm not doing that. I'm comparing Obamacare to it. I'm comparing Obamacare to the stacking them up.
The general perspective of the Tea Party movement, if you're calling it the Tea Party was associated with the independence of the United States from the British. And that was associated with oppression.
That's what they claim, yeah.
Right.
What do you mean that's what they claim? That's exactly what what do you mean that's what they claim?
All I'm saying is that the Tea Party
was
associated with the independence of the United States from the British government. Now, this person...
So they say.
Holocaust, and he's trying to parallel the Holocaust associated with the Tea Party movement. They are two totally separate and unique, distinct concepts. They have nothing to do with each other. The Obamacare situation...
Except for Obamacare is going to have people stacked up on railroad ties.
When you say that you don't... You know, Larry, it's one thing to have the pictures, and then you say they're going to be stacked up on railroad ties.
Well, this gentleman, do you agree with my position on Obamacare, sir?
As far as what Obamacare is about, it relates to the elderly, and it relates to whether or not the elderly are going to be able to get the...
Exactly. Exactly.
And if they don't get the appropriate care, then they will die. But that is not the same as putting someone into a gas
and turned into soap
or into a chamber where they fire them and they die.
That what about turning them into soap?
Actually, physically takes people and puts them somewhere to kill them. they're, what the United States government is doing is not killing people. What they are doing is setting policy. There's a difference
right.
between the two.
Very good point, yeah.
Look, I think it's anti-Semitic, if you want my honest opinion. It's anti-Semitic to
absolutely
be against using these pictures, to be against
absolutely.
These pictures, because we could be using the pictures of these dead Jewish Jews. We could be using these pictures instead of them collecting dust in a museum.
Oh, man.
It's just
they don't collect.
Actually compare the two. There is no relationship between
the
two.
I'm not comparing the two. Well, you missed my. I'm not comparing the two.
No, no, I know you're not, but this other
Tea Party.
The Tea Party movement is.
I am the other person from the Tea Party movement.
I'm me.
And I'm me. And I'm saying that the Tea Party movement is not the Holocaust. We're trying to prevent what happened to the Jewish Jews of Germany.
Jews? Right. Jewish people.
What has that got to do with health care?
Because if Obamacare is passed, people are going to be found. The smell up and down the block. This is what I'm saying. The understanding.
You're saying elderly people will have no health care at all to the point where they won't even be able to get out of bed, and they'll die in their beds and won't be found for weeks.
That is my fear, yes.
So
that's my
fear.
You're saying
that an elderly person who doesn't get health care is the same as putting someone in a gas chamber.
I believe in, yes. As my daughter likes to say, if you squint your eyes real hard.
That is
ridiculous.
You cannot parallel those two.
You're talking about that as a national program of murder as opposed to perhaps a neglectful government that isn't quite getting it right, and people die as the result.
We also have a democracy that will allow us to be able, as a group of people, to allow us to voice our opinion, whereas the Jews had no choice. They were put into that position, and they were killed without...
And the gentleman from Boston, this gentleman says he's Jewish, is that correct?
This gentleman, yes, sir, you're Jewish, isn't that right, Jim?
Yes, I am. I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
I'm from the greater Boston
area. I'm shocked.
So
I am stunned. I'm stunned.
I understand the Jewish concept, and you cannot compare the policy of elderly for health care to putting people in a gas chamber and killing them.
I'm very shocked because I felt that I was supporting the Jewish people by saying that getting these pictures out there, at least they're doing some good.
And they're doing a lot of good where they are in museums and in the historical record where people see the evidence of this crime. And to put them on a poster and parading them around.
Mr. Andrew, you're being anti-Semitic by keeping this Jewish man from talking while you butt in.
You've been butting in with him.
I'm saying that you're comparing anti-Semitism.
Semitism, you don't know it too good.
Healthcare policy. There is no parallel to the two.
Right. Very good points, Jim. I got to take a break. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Do you have some official connection to them?
To who?
The Tea Party.
We support the Tea Party aim of defeating Obamacare, and we use pictures of the Holocaust to show people what it could be like if an entire rooming house of elderly people were left without Medicare. It would look and smell like that. And yet I'm the bad guy.
I don't think you even know what it is you're talking about.
I know very well.
We'll take a break. 877-876-PHIL. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on the use of Holocaust images in promoting the Tea Party movement. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Got the other. Hey, wait a minute.
Phil
can't do that.
Well, I think I can't. I don't know that you're in the Tea Party movement.
877-876-PHIL. We're back here with Larry Grover. Mr. Grover supports the Tea Party aims of defeating the health care plan, of shrinking government, of getting rid of all of this taxation, and also has been openly supporting the use of the images, photographs, and such from the Holocaust in promoting this. And you've heard even people who support your point of view. You've heard that gentleman who supports your point of view, a Jewish gentleman, saying this is completely off base.
I think, I got one way of answering that, Phil. Am I on a radio show right now? Am I talking to you? Am I on a national radio show right now? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't understand.
The fact that we're using those images to drive home the part, the point of view, that is, that we are proud of the Jews who died, and we use those pictures to show people what Obama wants to do. And I want to give you one other thing. For the people that are listening right now, if you have elderly people in your lives, your mother, your father, an uncle, or whoever, people that you love, and they are going to die, I would recommend having them cremated so that you can do what Obama, once he gets his ghoulish claws on them, would do anyway. And you know about cremation, right?
Yeah, I had my father cremated, as per his wishes.
What do they use? An oven. So don't talk to me about...
Again, a completely different point of view. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Debbie in San Antonio. Debbie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Debbie. I'm not here to challenge this gentleman, but I do have...
They do use ovens.
Yes, they do use ovens. Yeah. Now, he's telling me, we were talking about cremation. Go ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, I'm not talking about ovens either. I'm talking about the gentleman that you have on the radio is saying the most horrifying things I have heard in 62 years of my life on this planet. I've never heard
of... Talk to Obama about it. To Obama about it. He's the guy that's doing it.
Let the lady finish what she's saying, Larry.
Yeah, and I will just hang up if he's going to do that. That's what I'm talking about. This person is probably the most angry...
You're not going to hang up because you're very compelled by me.
Larry, would you shut your mouth, please, and let her talk?
I'm just saying, she's compelled by me. She's not going to hang up on me.
If I will hang up if you interrupt me one more time. You are spreading so much fear and hatred. I really am very sorry that I had to hear your voice. I bless you, and I hope that things go well the rest of your life.
Bless you is another way of saying drop dead. So she didn't bless me at all. She told me to go straight to and get my tea time at 6:30 on the new North Course in Hell. That's what she told me to do.
877-876-PHIL. It's very interesting to me, Larry, that you have a dead spot in your consciousness listening to what people are trying to say to you about this. Here is Mike in Nashville. Go ahead, Mike.
People are not hearing what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I hope you can hear me all right. I'm driving down here.
I can hear you. Yes, sir, I can hear you.
You know, I understand that there's radicals and kind of every belief out there, but I don't understand how this guy is associating himself with the Tea Party movement, because it's nothing to do with intellect or moving a cause forward. This is just graphic disgust, I guess would be the easiest way to say it, and keeping it clean, you know? I don't get the relationship between what he's trying to do and what we're trying to do.
Well, this is Larry Grover, sir. You are in the Tea Party movement, so you understand that Obamacare would expand Medicare to the breaking point, thus leaving millions of our seniors out in the cold, out in the dust. If you have seen film footage of war refugees wearing babushkas and pulling carts with water buffalo, that's pretty much what Obama wants to consign our elderly to, only a step further. He'd like to see them dead in a ditch so that they're easily scooped up with an earth mover. And
What is the point of all of this extreme imagery?
Because that's what's going to happen when Medicare is bankrupt.
Not a lot of people dead in a ditch. God.
Not at all. You know, they're already complaining that Medicare is bankrupt in another 4 years anyway.
Exactly.
You know? Right.
Exactly.
They're just going to have to come up with another solution. What you're trying to promote is just awful. I mean, it's graphic disgust. That's the only way to
look at
it.
Look at Mike. Don't you see that the liberals want us to fight within the Tea Party movement? You should be supporting me, not disagreeing with me. Because
the
liberals are
nothing.
They're loving it.
No, they're not. You're just you're so far off the other side that you just need to come back to reality.
The things that you're saying, Larry, the Holocaust pictures, Larry, that you endorse using, I get the feeling that most people in Tea Party do not like seeing those images.
Well, then why was it I was standing there holding one for an hour and a half and nobody said anything to me? Yeah. You know why? Because I think a lot of people wish they had my guts. And all I'm saying is, I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm saying that, what?
This fight
you do wish
along with intellect. You know, that's the only way to do it, with the votes, the ballot box. What you're trying
to do is
kid moving and nothing. It's just upsetting people. One thing's got nothing to do with the other.
I don't go around apologizing for things, and I've been disgusted by the Tea Party apologizing over and over for using a couple of photographs of some stiffs in a ditch.
And stiffs in a ditch.
I didn't mean to say that. You know what I think is, and I know we're running out of time, right?
Yeah.
See, that's unfair. You cornered me into making a stupid comment knowing that I had no chance to respond to it in any intelligent or witty way. How I hate you.
Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back here with Raj Vanin.
Phil Hendry.
And somebody else.
At talkradionetwork.com.